call you back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing? I'm doing great, and I just want you to know that I'm excited about the show today. I want to share some things with you, and I'm going to let everybody know I'm on. That I'm on, and I'm ready to roll. Woo! What a week. You know, I just came back from my chiropractor, and I'll tell you something. My chiropractor, I never had one, but I have one now. And going to the chiropractor is a wonderful thing. Matter of fact, it's a wonderful thing because you get an opportunity to get your body in shape. Somebody fell on me at the Timberwolves game back in January or February. And when the Timberwolves played the 76ers, a drunk fell on the back of my back and with two beers in his hand. And I didn't realize that anything was wrong until later on. I couldn't move my arm anymore. I went to the emergency, and they said, it's just, you got some tears that healed, but never healed, and I couldn't sleep on my side. And so what I found out was that I needed a chiropractor. So some of you people that are not going to the chiropractor, you need to go. And you need to make sure that you go to get yourself checked out because it's an important thing to do. If you don't do it, you will realize how important it is to take care of your body and to make sure that your body and your bones and everything is sound. Also, I found out that I needed to be taking enzymes and I need to be clearing out my system more. And I found that out just from going to the chiropractor. That was very good. Man, some of this stuff is natural stuff that you can do. Please do it and allow yourself to get healed, man. Don't take all this other medication when you don't need to. Let yourself be healed. So let me give you the call-in number. You can call in at 347-215-9262. And that's our call-in number, and let's talk. Let's get on Blog Talk, and let's really talk about some things that are happening in the community, that are happening in our community. We want you to be a part of it. I want to share something that happened last night. I was really impressed. Now, like I said, you're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, and last night a mother came to my office, and she brought her son. Her son was 17 years old. And her son was in gangs, was using drugs, and he was not going to school anymore. And the mother was really upset, and she was up to her neck. She didn't know what else to do, and she needed help, and she needed support. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of mothers out there that feel exactly the same way. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to respond. And a lot of that is because the fathers are not around to help out. The fathers are not there to give love and support. And I think it's important for us to give love and support to the mothers in our community. Anyway, let me tell you what happened. So I asked him, I said, are you getting involved with drugs? He said, yes, I'm smoking a lot of weed. And I asked him, I said, are you involved with gangs? He said, yeah, I'm involved with some cats that I know I shouldn't be involved with. And so I asked him, why didn't he want to go to school? He said, because the teachers, they won't let me listen to my iPod, and they won't allow me to do what I want to do. And the lectures bore me to death. And so I talk to the mother a little bit and to the son, and I had some of the mad dads come up and talk with this gentleman, which is a fine young man. And first of all, I respect him for at least walking up the stairs to come and chat with me. And I seen the pain in his mother, and I knew that we could not leave this office until we got resolution. And resolution came, and it came in this way. It came in the fact that this young man was ready to do the right thing. This young man needed some other man to tell him that what he was doing was wrong. And I wish that when I was younger that I'd have had men like myself and others, Gil Baggett, John Turnipseed, and a lot of other men that we work with in my life to help me make the right decisions. I didn't have that, so I made a lot of wrong decisions up until I was 48 years old. But I can say today that I have changed. I want to speak to the single mothers out there. Don't try to do it on your own, all alone. Sometimes you need to seek other men. If the father of the baby does not want to be involved, does not want to support you, does not want to come around, then try an uncle or a nephew or a grandfather or a big brother or somebody or elder in your community or someone in the church that can connect with you and also connect with your son or your daughter. I think that's critical that we have someone connect with our kids. Moms, I know y'all try hard, man, to raise these babies. Y'all try really hard. And when this mother began to cry, and she said, VJ, because my son is getting involved with gangs, because my son is smoking a lot of weed, and because my son is not coming home till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I have developed an ulcer. I have developed stomach problems. I've had a stroke, and I've had some other things happen to me, nervous breakdowns, and I believe it's directly because I worry so much about this young man that I love so dearly. I know our gang leaders and stuff like that, you know, it's not their job to make sure that our mothers don't get sick or don't die or don't, worry to death. It's not their job. I know it's not their job to make sure. It's their job to recruit, and that's what they do. And it's our job as parents to look out for our kids, to make sure our kids are strong enough that they don't want to get involved in anything negative, in any negative organizations, and that they want to be involved in positive organizations like fraternities and sororities and Toastmasters and the Rotary Clubs, and they want to be involved in international programs that can take them around the world. So as the mother cried, I asked the son, would he do something for me? And I asked him, would he give the same amount of loyalty and respect to his mother instead of the drugs and the gangs? And I told him, because when it all comes down, there's going to be one person that's going to be by your side at the end of the day. Man, I've been in jails and I've been in prisons where people say, no, my homie's got my back. And, you know, I don't doubt they do. I just know most of the time I see it's the mother or the grandmother that is holding up the community and trying to have an impact and trying to make a difference and trying to help. It's the mother that is trying to raise the money and trying to give an opportunity for that child. It is the mother that is suffering, that is paying the bills all alone. It is that mother. And sometimes there's a single father that is doing the same thing. We really have to look out for and protect our babies. And so even though you may not be the father of that baby, and you may, I remember times that I have to say in my past that I would meet someone and I wouldn't want to deal with the kids. I was wrong. I was wrong, and I shouldn't have done that because I should have wanted to deal with those kids. Matter of fact, I should have wanted to be a surrogate father to those kids. That should have been my goal, and that should have been my role to do that. And I apologize to anybody that I have dealt with about that, because I know that should have been what I have done. I should have reached out to be a father. But in my heydays, I thought, hey, man, it ain't about me being your daddy. It's about me trying to get with your mama. And that's what happens when we don't act like we're supposed to act as men. Now, I've got a caller on the line, but you have not pushed one to let me know you want to speak yet. But when you're ready, you let me know, because I know you've got something to say. I want to say a big special thanks to all the kids that were part of knocking on doors and getting out the vote. And I believe that was very, very important to see those kids out there. And actually, those kids got an opportunity to make a few dollars. And I'm going to try to get Ro on. He's with the Obama campaign. And see if we can get him on to call in. But some of us are really excited that Obama won, and others have second thoughts, but I'm happy. I'm a happy man because I think we got the right man in the job. I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. Give us a call, 347-215-9262, and tell me what your thoughts are, what you think about not only how we can make a difference in the lives of our young men and how we can transform them. Because bottom line is, we're losing our African-American men to the penitentiaries, to the drugs, to the lifestyle. They're losing in great numbers, just like the Native American men were lost to liquor, to war, and over fighting over their land. So we have to do something to protect our generation of men in this community and to keep them from going to the prison pipeline. And it breaks my heart every time I go to the jail. Almost 90% of the men that I talk to are African American, and we are only 12% of the population here in Minnesota. I'll let you know there is a problem. But if you have a problem, I want to know that somewhere you can go and you can come to our support group. We meet every Tuesday at 3023 4th Avenue South, partnership with Urban Ventures. Come and be ready to get transformation for your situation. And we meet there from 5 to 7 with a meal and daycare and all of that. And it's an opportunity for you to get a better relationship in our relationships class. But me and John Turner Seed are in the fathering class with Jack Strotter and Gil Baggett. And big ups to Gil Baggett and all that he's been doing. You know, he was the former co-host of this show. And now he's a full-time employee with Urban Ventures and the Center for Fathering. We're proud of him. He's a full-time facilitator. He started here with us, and we're glad that he started here. We're glad that he was part of our organization. He's still part of the family. You know, once you're a mad dad, you're a mad dad for life, so you don't go nowhere. You're going to be around forever. So we're glad that he's took his life to the next level. I would like to know one thing for maybe one of my callers when they call in is what are some of the resources that we could use? I know what we try to do to save our men in the community, well, the resource that we try to use is education. We try to educate our men, our women, if they can do anything they want to do. They don't have to be drug addicts. They don't have to be drug dealers. They don't have to be prostitutes or pimps. But they can be powerful things like carpenters and plumbers and lawyers and doctors and all those kinds of wonderful things. But the one thing they have to do is get their heads right. And in order to get your head right, you have to take that opportunity to reach out for something different. And that something different is what we offer. And we're offering that every Tuesday and Thursday. So I hope some of you listening will come in and get involved with our support group. Matter of fact, it's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life is people just coming together because they want to change, because they want to get better, because they want a better life. I think that's a wonderful thing. And if you ever want to see something that's really, really blessed, then you need to come see what we're doing. Come to see the impact that we're having on the community. It's really, really a great impact. Going back to the mother that came to our group last night, not my group, but that came to meet with me last night, it was one of the best feelings I've had in a long time, you know. I don't charge anything to help a family. We don't charge for that because that's what we do. So if you know a parent and their son and daughter is willing to let me sit down and talk with them and help them get through what they're going through, we're willing to do that. They can call our office at 612-822-0802. That's 612-822-0802. And we'll be more than glad to have them, you know, get involved with the work that we're doing and get involved with what we're doing here in the community. So I have a lot of sympathy, man, for you mothers out in the community that are struggling with your kids and struggling to make it. I have a lot of love for what you do, and I also have a lot of respect and honor for what it takes to be a single parent. It's not an easy job. It's not something that that I take for granted. It's actually something that I wish our men would step back up to the plate and do what they need to do, because our community is failing. It's failing, and it's going to fail as long as we don't step up to the game and do what we need to do. If you ever want to see something exciting, man, just watch what happens when 25 kids get a chance to say they made a difference in electing a president of the United States. Man, that is amazing feeling. It's an amazing feeling, and I'm still on cloud nine from watching these kids tell me, man, I had something to do with making sure the president got reelected. I mean, I couldn't vote, but I could knock on doors. And that's just the same thing with you. You may not have something to do with making change in your community unless you get up and knock on a door and do something. Remember, it's not the big guy that's got all the power. Sometimes they can get stuff done. Sometimes it's the small guy. The small guy that just gets out there and says, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to be a part of something. Sometimes that's all it takes. It's for you to get out and say you're going to get it done. You're going to make it happen. And if you take your time to get out there and get it done and make it happen, you'd be surprised at how much you can change. Mad Dads was started just out of the thought that we thought that some men wanted to get involved in the community. It was three men in Omaha, Nebraska that started it, and then here in Minneapolis, I started it. But all over the country, men just said, we're fed up. We want to do something about it. And if you're fed up with, like I am, with all the robberies, and I'm fed up with all the shootings and homicides, and I'm fed up with all the burglaries, and I'm fed up with all the rapes, I'm fed up with all that. So I'm going to keep fighting to change men, to change the men that are the perpetrators so that they can be better men in our community. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to dedicate my life to doing that. Everybody's got to dedicate their life to doing something. So if you dedicate your life to doing that one thing that you know that you need to do, then let's just do it. Let's make it happen. Let's get involved. Because if you don't, you know what's going to happen? We're going to lose out. Our babies are going to lose out. Our children are going to lose out. Our elders are going to lose out. Because we're not going to have the love, the support, the care that we need in our community. So I'm going to fight, man. Let's get down. Let's fight. Let's fight hard. And if you want to fight with Mad Dads, check our website out at www.MinneapolisMadDads.org. You go to our website and you can see all the wonderful things we do. And don't forget, our fundraiser dinner is coming up on the 12th of December at the, Fine Line Cafe. And you are welcome to buy as many tickets as you want. We're not going to stop you. The tickets are $40. And it is a fundraiser. So we want to have fun. Is that okay? Can we have fun? Can we have a good time? Can we eat some good food? And can we have a great time with the community on December 11th and celebrate all the great work that Mad Dads has done, that we've done not only on this radio show, but in our responsibility groups and programs and our helping the folks to transition out of prison and in our community service learning projects, in our crime prevention and school programs, and in our youth and parent mediation programs and services, and our youth development, and our outreach explosion, and all the other great things we do, our Peace Bus, and our partnership with Ready, Set, Work, and the Center for Fathering, and, of course, honoring our elders, our senior citizen Pride Day, which was one of the greatest days that I love. Can't wait for us. A lot of work, but it is so worth it to see our elders say thank you. Thank you for doing something for me every year. That should be automatic, but sometimes it seems like it gets tougher and tougher every year to raise money for the right thing. But the right thing is always the right thing. So if you just believe that it is, you just got to keep doing it. Just like you. You have to remember that whatever it is in your life that you're doing, if it's helping this community get better, it's the right thing. If it's destroying the community, it's the wrong thing. So you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing in your life. I have really, really, truly enjoyed doing the show today. I'm trying to, we're going to get some callers on next week. And I think we're going to get Jack Strotter, or we're going to get one or the other. We might get Gil Baggett on for next week. So we'll shoot for that. And we'll talk to them about what's going on with the Center for Fathering and how things are moving along and what's new and what's going to happen and what it takes to be in the parenting group. And really all it takes is showing up. So if you got a pencil and paper, why don't you write this down? 3023 4th Avenue South at 5 p.m., daycare and food, right there for you. All you got to do is show up. It's an opportunity for you to be a part of something great. And if you're looking for a church home like I was at one time, I went to Shiloh Temple International Ministries, and I had a great time. You can go to Reverend McAfee in New Salem. You can go to Reverend Russell at his new fellowship. You can go to you can go wherever you want to go, but go somewhere. Go somewhere on Sunday. Take your family. And most of all, prepare yourself for Thanksgiving. I want to remind you, don't do too much. Don't cook too much. Don't eat too much. I am going to try to do that myself. You know, this year, I'm going to try to make sure I don't eat too much, and I don't cook too much, and that I don't let the missus cook too much, too, because she tries to stay up all night long. I don't know about you, but I cannot stay up all night long. I get tired about 11 o'clock. I got to go to bed. And I get up, and I smell all that food. I get up about 2 o'clock in the morning. Got to taste everything. Got to have some of everything. So that's what happens for me. I'm excited. I love Christmas, and I love Thanksgiving because I don't rush to spend a lot of money. I don't try to spend up a lot of money, and I want to give you some tips. I don't care how much credit you got. Don't spend it if you don't have the money to pay it back next month, because you will pay dearly. I don't care what somebody said they're going to loan you. Don't borrow it, because, you know, it's money that you don't have anyway. And I don't care how much your kids whine and cry about the latest toy that they keep seeing on TV every 2 seconds. It jumps, it flies, it rides, it lifts, it dies, it pees, it do everything. They want it all. And as soon as they get it, it breaks the next day, and they don't want to play with it no more. And you're mad because you spent all that money, and they're mad because they wanted something different, and nobody's still happy. So why not save your money and get one or two toys or whatever and have yourself a happy and prosperous holiday season? Why not do that? That's what I say. Enjoy yourself and have a happy, prosperous holiday season. Now, I got a caller on 7329. Who is that? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing? 7329. You on the air? You're on the air. And you know what? You wanted to stay on the air, but you did not want to talk. But that's good. I'm glad you're on the air. I thank you for being on the air, and I thank you for listening and tuning in. Mad Dads was started on October 3rd, 1998. We started Mad Dads simply for this reason. We wanted to make an impact on the community. We wanted to make a difference. Over 200,000 hours out on the streets. And not only that, but we've helped thousands and thousands of families turn their life around. We went to the jails and the schools and helped turn those kids around. We're not done yet. And we're just getting warm. And we're just getting excited about the impact that we're going to have on the nation, not just in this community, but on the nation. We're excited about the impact that we're going to have. You can add to that impact by coming to our fundraiser on December 11th. Write that down and tell a friend to tell another friend to tell another friend. That fundraiser is going to be December the 11th at Fine Line Cafe. And you come to the Mad Dad's office and pick your ticket up. Come to the Mad Dad's office and pick your ticket up. That's right. You come and get your ticket, because we want you to be there. It's going to be fun. Jamecia Benton is going to be singing. She's a Grammy Award winner. The band's going to be playing. We're going to have a great time. Rich Chapman from WCCO is going to be our MC. Mayor R.T. Ryback is going to be our host. Our co-host is going to be Jeff Hayden from the State Senator Jeff Hayden. Our other co-host is Elizabeth Glinton. And we got many more co-hosts that are coming along, too, just to be a part of what we do, just to have impact in the community. And you can do it, too. I love the fact that we have that kind of impact in our community, and I love the fact that we're making, we're opening up doors for others to have impact in their life. And if you ever want to see transformation and change, I'll tell you, we have a staff meeting on Monday that really does that, and it really empowers our community. And I'm really excited about the work that we do, the things that are happening, the things that are changing, the lives that are changing. You can be a part of it. Remember, you can meet with us tonight at 3023 4th Avenue South. That's 3023 4th Avenue South. Daycare, free food. You come and just enjoy. Just come and learn more about being a parent, learn more about having a healthy relationship. All you have to do is come and learn more. That's all we want you to do.
Thank you.
That's it. That's it, and that's all. You've been listening to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio with your national president, V.J. Smith, born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri, lived in Minnesota since 1977. You know, it's kind of funny because when some people are born in 1977, I'm like, wow, man, I've been living here as long as you've been born. But I have been here a while. I'm still not a Minnesotan, although I do have 12 pair of long underwear. I know how to dress like a Minnesotan. But I'm a Kansas Cityan, and I love Kansas City. And with me and my son are talking about doing a Kansas City Chiefs room, because we got a Vikings room. You know, Erica's got a Vikings room that we haven't finished decorating, though. We got a Green Bay room that we hate. It's a little Green Bay cubbyhole, and we're going to keep it that way. It's going to always be a cubbyhole. If we ever see any Green Bay stuff come beyond the cubby, we're going to burn it. So, you know, just tell when you see Patty, tell her that we don't like Green Bay Packers. She's on our staff. She'll know what you're talking about. But anyway, God bless you. Take care. And thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. And let's do it again next week.